Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. And happy Saturday before Thanksgiving. And welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. And I'm betting we're all busy this week. Everyone getting ready, getting prepared for the guest, getting prepared for that big dinner coming up this week. How can I help you? Well, for the next hour, you can get any of your questions answered about your home right here. Give me a call today, 314-241-9797 or toll free 866-455-9797. We've got a great Thanksgiving Day show for you today. And my Right at Home hack, the midway through the show, is going to help you host that big dinner, give you some good tips and tricks there. And if you have any dinner hosting tricks that you do or things that you do every year that helps you get prepared or get through it, we'd love for you to just get in on a conversation, share the wealth with everybody. Give us a call. Let us know some of those ideas you have or what you do. 314-241-9797. And I also plan to cover, I've got some do's and don'ts about managing subcontractors for your jobs, some ergonomically designed kitchen ideas, and Mosby's own tips for holiday hosting, things that'll hopefully help you out through that. So today it's all about your and your home's needs to help you host for the holidays. So call in with any of your questions, thoughts, or comments. Let me help you get through the holidays right here for the next hour. Again, one more time, the number 314-241-9797. So I want to just jump right into this and get this thing started with some holiday donation info. It is the season, and of course, there's going to be all the people out and about with the donations, all the different charities trying to help out. And every year, Mosby has our Stuff the Truck event at our office. This year, it is December 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is a Saturday. So I will be hosting the show live from Mosby's office. So come in, come to our office, meet me. You know what? Just get right. Ask me a question. Get right on the air. You can sit down right with me. Get on the air. Ask a question. We'll have a conversation. It'll be tons of fun. I love doing that every year. And we'll also have tons of stuff going on, pictures with Santa. We'll have a couple food trucks, kid activities, bring your pets too for the pic photos with Santa and everything. And bring your donations. So this year, we have changed everything up. It is no longer toys. We are actually looking for any just household goods, clothing, bedding, cleaning supplies. You can find a full list of what we're looking for on our website, mosbybuildingarts.com. You can put /stuffthetruck2019 and get right to it. And it will let you know all of the, there's like three different charities. It's all to help, you know, single mothers and mothers displaced from their home with their children and stuff. So all kinds of household goods would be very, very welcome. And if we're out and about, maybe if we're coming to visit you from, you know, if you're having Mosby out in the next couple weeks, just gather some stuff up and put it in a little bag for us and give it to any of our people. If we're working on your house, give it to our workers. We'd love to see everybody get involved that they can. It would be great. So our Stuff the Truck event, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Mosby's office. Again, you can go online, callmosby.com works also, and find out all the information there. So while we see if we can get the phones going, if anybody has any questions, any questions about your house, holiday questions, I wanted to jump into something here just real quick about, it was an article I saw about the kind of the do's and don'ts for managing subcontractors. And it really was geared, you know, towards companies like Mosby that has, you know, what we call trade partners that we use for just to do the work that the company doesn't actually do. And of course, some companies use a whole lot of subcontractors. At Mosby, we use very few, but there are a few special trades that we do go to and everything. But I'm kind of reading this article and I'm looking at this list and I'm kind of relating to, you know, homeowners and how they have work performed on their home and how this directly kind of relates to that. Because, you know, I talk to a lot of folks that, you know, we're a turnkey company, full service design build. We will do everything. We can get you through everything. We will manage stress-free the entire project. But, you know, it is a money-saving proposition if you get all these different people yourself, manage that project yourself, and kind of, you know, what do you do with all these different subcontractors kind of coming in and out, and how do you handle them? And so some of their tips for these companies and how they might relate to you having a bunch of different, you know, people coming out to your house is, so one of the first things they talk about is to do check out the installer's work before hiring them, which would go right back into for a homeowner. You know, do you know someone they worked for? Have you seen any of their work? Have you heard how it's worked out, you know, with your friends, having those referrals, things like that, you know, is a great thing to do. And this was an interesting one. The next one on the list was do hire people like yourself. And that's something I talk about all the time with Mosby and our trade partners in us picking and working with one partner for that trade and having a company that is similar to our business style, style of service that wants to service us like we want to service you. So think about, you know, picking people that are similar. This is one of my favorites is don't wait to contact them the day before you need them to perform the work. You got to give them time and scheduling. And this is, you know, what we actually do for our clients is going through that scheduling, setting everything up, having it all ready to go, knowing when it's going to happen. And you don't have to try and do that because, you know, getting the people in is one of the hardest parts, and getting them to finish up if they're not showing up is a big deal. So, you know, give them a lot of lead time. And we through our scheduling and job starting dates and everything, that's what we do with our trade partners, is make sure they're on the schedule and they have a lot of lead time to when we need them. Don't hold back on payment, but don't pay in full. So, you know, deposit like normal, but when they are done and wrapped up and everything's good, you know, pay them right away. That works for businesses. That works for homeowners too, to, you know, make them want to come back for the next project, that sort of thing. Here's probably the toughest one for homeowners is, you know, this is easier for a company like Mosby because we do a ton of work, but do keep them busy. Well, for a homeowner, you're trying to manage a subcontractor that's doing one project, and you're probably not going to keep them very busy year round or all the time, or it could be, you know, a year or two before you even come up with a project that may need their services again. So, you know, it is difficult for homeowners to manage all these different contractors because they know it's one job. They're in, they're out. And if they've got something better on their plate, they may do that first, or, you know, just kind of delay everything that you're doing. So that's easy for a company like Mosby, but very difficult for a homeowner. And the last one is do have the job site prepared for them, ready to go. So when they show up, they can get their stuff done. And that's, you know, another task for the homeowner that you could be stuck in. And if you're not ready for them, they're not going to be very happy when they show up and, you know, when they go to do the work, and it'll be hard to get them to want to do it. Another one I found interesting that was on this list was, now this is geared towards a company, but if you think about it, it's do have the salesperson who sold the job countersign the installer's invoice. Double check that the amount's right and that what they've done is clear and they've done what you've asked. So this relates right to a homeowner with scope of work. Is it in their scope of work? Is it descriptive? Have they written down everything that they're going to do so that you know it's going to be done and it's going to be, you know, done for that amount, and there's no surprises in the end where they don't do a portion of the work that you thought they were going to do, but it was never really written down and nobody ever really knew. So, you know, managing these projects can be hard and can be a big deal. I would invite you to talk to us at Mosby, and we can talk to you about how we handle all that for you and how to get through that with us and everything. We'd love to help you out and take a look at some of your projects out there. You can find us online, callmosby.com, or you can just simply call our office, 314-909-1800. Tell them you heard me and you wanted me to come out and look at a project for you. So I think, Carl, we'll get into our first break here.
Good idea.
And we'll talk about some ergonomically designed kitchens when we return. Moving through this quickly as usual. Want to invite anybody, if you have any questions, the phone lines are wide open. 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And we're definitely inviting conversation on the holidays coming up. And, you know, what do you do to get through it? Do you have any tips or tricks that
find the podcast, on demand audio, and more?
Cook that dinner. Yeah. So you can find that podcast. If you have anything for me about your house, if you have any comments about the big Thanksgiving week coming up, we have guests that come in basically show up Wednesday and stay and family members till Sunday morning. It is one of our favorite weeks to get through and host this dinner. And I'm so fortunate that, you know, I feel fortunate that I can actually do that, and I have the space and everything to, you know, help the family out and everything with that. So, and I do want to remind everybody, you know, I talk all the time about what's going on around Mosby and, you know, how great we are with performing work and, you know, getting through jobs for our clients, but we are also basically every year in the Post-Dispatch's, you know, greatest places to work in St. Louis. We're always voted by our employees on that list. And I have been here 18 years now at Mosby, and we have a lot of workers, project managers that have been here 10 years, 15 years plus like me. And it is also a really fine establishment to work at. The owner, Scott Mosby, has definitely got his head in the game and doing the right thing and reinvesting in the company and all sorts of stuff like that. So I do want to invite everybody that, you know, we are still hiring. We are still growing. So, you know, if you are any kind of carpenter, installer, you know, laborer, if electrician, plumbers, we do all of this stuff. And I believe we're still looking for, actively looking for a home consultant role still. So check us out. Give the office a call, 314-909-1800. You can look on our website, mosbybuildingarts.com. /about/us/careers, and that will get you right to some of those jobs that we are you know, looking to fill and everything. So again, wonderful, obviously, place to work, and we're always trying to help everybody out and see what we can do. So speaking about helping everybody out, we have our first caller, Tim, on the line. So I'm going to jump to that. And hey, Tim, are you with us? What do you got going on for us?
Hi, Rich. Good afternoon. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
My roof is about 18 years old.
Okay.
And it's, what's the rule of thumb, though? Because like when it rains, it's slightly got that runoff on the downspouts. I mean, there's no leaking or, but what's, I mean, but you know, what's the rule of thumb that you need to replace the roof? There's no roof, there's no leaks, but what's the general feeling about the roof replacement, Rich?
So it greatly depends on the type of roof that you put on, not just type, meaning, you know, like metal or, but even asphalt. There's, you know, different levels of asphalt shingles. So there's some that are lifetime warrantied and, you know, third.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
30 to 50 year roofs, and it definitely depends greatly on how well your roof is ventilated, because if you have poor attic ventilation, the gauge on that is that it typically cuts the life expectancy of the asphalt shingles in half. So basically, if you have a 30-year shingle that was put on and you have poor, you know, attic ventilation, then you're looking at about a 15-year roof product. So if you can get you can get the 20, you know, you're doing pretty good. But that's with, you know, not good attic ventilation. So I would say if you have good attic ventilation, then you're probably going to go up around between 20 and 30 years, depending on weather, how much rain and hail and different things, you know, kind of wear on it. Because it does wear down, it does get lighter. That's why wind warranties, you know, tend to go away. When you first purchase a roof, the wind warranty is about 10 years. And that's because over the years, those shingles wear and get thinner and get lighter. And then they're more likely to blow off when, you know, there's high winds. So I would say, you know, 15 to 30 years is probably, I know it's a widespread, but after about 15 years, if you still have the same roof, I would just get it inspected every year or two and keep your eye on it. And you know, good qualified roofers in Mosby Building Arts, we do everything. We can take a look at it, and we could kind of advise and let you know that, you know, the way your attic ventilation is, the way this is, the way your roof looks now, we could give you kind of an expectancy that this is probably what you're going to see in the next 4 years or 6 years or 10 years and that sort of thing. So, yeah, at 18 years, Tim, I would say just get it looked at, get it inspected, you know, and at Mosby, if you'd like, we'd love to come out and take a look at it. Cause we're pretty good educated on that, attic ventilation too. So we can see what's going on with that and see if there's any way to help that with your next roof system, if there's improvements that can be done or if you're good.
Yeah, it's got one of those sun on the roof too. It's got one of those what's the word? Like the sun windows on the roof too, Rich.
Uh huh.
Like, so it makes sense if they do the whole thing. You replace the window too.
Yeah, it would probably be good to at least make sure that's either replaced or it's properly flashed around it into the roof system and everything. You know, would be definitely a good idea to do that at the same time. So, all right, Tim.
You guys call. Thank you, Rich, for your time.
Hey, thank you. Great question. I appreciate the call and the loyal listening there. And if anyone else has any roofing issues or anything like that that you're interested in, Mosby does that too. Feel free to, Tim, give us a call, or anybody out there can call our office, 314-909-1800, and we can get that checked out for you. Or if you go to our website, you can even do online form submissions where you don't even have to call in. So my Right at Home hack will be up when we return. All right, here we go. It is the midpoint of the show. It is time for my Right at Home hack, but I want to remind you, we're here. The phone lines are open. If you have any questions like Tim had there, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. If you have a tip or trick for your Thanksgiving dinner that you do every year, something that helps you get through the hosting, get through the cooking and planning, and if it's, you know, if there's something on there and I don't cover it, I invite you to get in on this conversation and let us all know, share it with everyone, what everyone needs to know, these little things to help them get through it. There was even a couple on the list here that my wife, once we were looking at it, she was like, oh, wow, I never thought of that. I got to do that. I'm totally doing that this year. So join the conversation with me, 314-241-9797, because today it is a few tricks to help you prepare, host, get ready for your guest, decorate a little, and be ready for Thanksgiving. And so if you plan to decorate with pine cones in the house, bake them first before you put them out. That will get rid of all the little creepy crawly bugs that could be on there that are tiny that you don't want running around. A lot of people decorate with pine cones. Another cool kind of festive decoration is basically turning a pumpkin into a wine cooler. I thought this looked actually really neat. Basically cut the top of the pumpkin off, carve it out, put ice in it with some wine bottles and stuff for your drinks that you're going to have, you know, out for everybody. It's a really neat looking thing. And you can use the craft pumpkin and cut off the top of that. That way it's just plastic and, you know, nothing to clean out or throw away later. This was, I thought, was a really neat idea that I've never seen, was make your stuffing in muffin tins, you know, kind of like little cupcake tins. It will get you just the right, you know, proportion size, and you'll get the creamy center and the crispy edges on each little portion for each guest, which is what everybody's, I'm always trying to get the edge of that to get that, you know, kind of crispy part of it. Another idea with having hosting and having everybody over is to let your guest kind of be the mixologist and, you know, set up a well-stocked bar and let the friends and family kind of do their thing. It will actually give them something to do while they're hanging out and while you're cooking and everything. So for the kids, give the kids something to do so you can keep them entertained. There are these really cool, free, printable holiday placemats that you can just print up on a computer, have your pencils, crayons, stuff for the kids to amuse themselves, or you can cover their entire table just in craft paper and let them go wild and draw their hand turkeys and all that fun stuff for the kids. So in cooking, you can free up some stove space by using your slow cooker. Take like your crock pot and put something in it once it's ready, like mashed potatoes was the example to keep your mashed potatoes warm. That was the one that my wife kind of went, we should totally do that. Why don't we put our mashed potatoes in a crock pot? It would be perfect. So you can also free up more space by putting your gravy, keeping it warm in a thermos or two. And that will, you know, free up a spot on the stove for keeping that warm. A really cool thing was washing your potatoes in bulk. So rather than just washing them all at the sink by hand, run them, put them all in the dishwasher on the rack and run them just through one rinse cycle, and they'll be nice and moist, ready to peel and clean for you. You can free up some fridge space by storing some non-essential items in coolers that you're not going to be using for that day. That was another cool idea that we kind of went, wow, that's it, because we could use all the fridge space that we can get. And so we thought that was another really great idea. Being prepared for cooking, chop up your ingredients, get things prepared the day before, label some containers by the recipe, and they're all ready to go so that there's literally less to do that day as you're preparing. And speaking of, you know, having the recipes, so print and tape your recipes at eye level across your kitchen cabinets. I thought that was, you know, a really cool way to do it because you're always kind of looking down or flipping a book or something. So it just has them all there, roaring ready to go for you. And the last one was to ask your guests to bring their own leftover containers that they can take stuff home in, because obviously there's always a ton left over and you're always searching for what you can put it in, and maybe have some, you know, buy some of the cardboard containers that if people don't bring them, you can use that to send everything home in. But so hopefully that is some good information that will help you get through some of your holiday hosting. There was two on there for sure that we were going to try out this year that we think would help us. So if you, you know, last week we had some really cool Christmas light hanging hacks for outside of the home. And every week I have this halfway through the show, if you didn't know, and you can go back to and listen to the podcast to hear these. You can check out my Facebook or my Twitter to get back into any of these. If there's something you want to look back and couldn't quite remember, it will be posted there at both of those every week. You can find me at Rich Orris for Twitter, and just go to Facebook and search Mosby Rich Orris. It'll take you right to my professional page very easily. So in keeping up with this kind of holiday hosting thing, you know, I've got another blog that Mosby has done that was just some tips for being the host around your house, and how to make it easier for guests and people as they come in, and, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas and just any kind of holiday parties. So, you know, as you're doing this and you're hosting these things, you know, the first thing you want to think about is your entrance, is to have a nice welcoming entrance into your home. Make it very visible, have it lit up, you know, really well. Maybe have some landscape lighting that helps them see the sidewalks and get up to the house. Hang some holiday decorations to really welcome them inside and make them feel like, you know, they're really, you're glad that they're there and everything. And in that entrance area, you know, plan a coat drop-off kind of designated spot for your guests to put, you know, coats and purses. And when you're having a lot, you know, sometimes the coat closet just isn't enough. So maybe adding a freestanding coat rack, or choosing a spare room near the entrance to let everybody, you know, stack their stuff in there, maybe on a spare bed in a bedroom, just have like a drop zone for all that stuff so they know where to put it. And then they know where to get it when they're, you know, ready to go. We kind of spoke about creating that beverage center. That's a big one, you know, that give them their own space where they can get ice, make their drinks, and that way they'll feel like they're not bothering you and they're actually kind of helping out, and it kind of keeps them, you know, in that space away from the kitchen where you're working, but close by, you know, where they can still be with you. And, you know, everybody wants to be around that food. Everybody wants to gather, you know, in the kitchen. So prepare that area, you know. So prepping the kitchen is a huge one. You know, prepping as much ahead of time as possible. Make sure the dishwasher is empty so it's easy to get through some cleanup and refilling that dishwasher. It can just kind of, you know, give you some extra time and everything, you know, with them. So set out your appetizers, have everything kind of ready to go. So ambiance, when people show up and arrive and get to the house, that is, you know, huge for holiday parties. Having, you know, the right holiday music in the background, you know, keep it soft so they can hear it but aren't trying to talk over it. Get the right lighting, kind of dim the lights, make the scene, you know, right. Maybe some candles, things like that, just makes everybody comfortable. And remember that all of these, you know, all of these parties and Thanksgiving and all this, it really is about all of us. It's about all of the people, the family. So make sure you're well prepared so that you can have some time yourself to sit down with the guest and, you know, really enjoy their company and be with your friends, family, and, you know, don't bury yourself into too much, you know, hosting work, and kind of be ready and prepared and, you know, allot yourself some time to spend with them, and you'll be happier in the end and at the end of the day, and so will they. So that's another, you know, Mosby does all these blogs all the time. It's one of our blogs that we have, and you can find all of those blogs on our website, callmosby.com, and you can find job sites and pictures and all sorts of other information, the radio show information. Everything is in our website, so check it out. Check out some of our other blogs. And for now, I think, Carl, we'll get to our break here and maybe get into some of that ergonomical kitchen designs when we return. And feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797, if there's any way I can help you out. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We are back. I love Poison. They are definitely one of my favorite bands.
I'm going to play Poison at the hockey game tonight.
Oh, yeah. I just let the cat out of the bag. Not this one?
Not this
one.
Something from Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But not this, because this is off of the album from 1991, Flesh and Blood.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably play something off the first album tonight.
All right. Well, I love it. Love the tunes, Carl. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, so, yeah, and I did let the cat out of the bag there. I've seen them in concert so many times, and I hear they're actually coming back with a couple other, there's like three of them coming with, I forget who it all is now though, but I have a feeling I'm gonna have a hard time missing that one. And maybe I read it wrong on Facebook or whatever, but I kind of saw a glimpse of it and thought, I think I need to be there if those three bands are coming. But anyway, so it's the holidays, right? Did you find it?
Motley Crue and Def Leppard?
Yes.
I thought Motley Crue was over.
I kind of thought so too, but there you go. So, yep, Def Leppard would be great. Yeah, and of course, if Motley Crue's together, hey, I'll take that one too. I'm sorry I grew up in the 80s, just to let everybody know. It's hard for me to resist. So, so speaking of, you know, pastime, you know, talking about homes and kitchens and, you know, it's basically the pastime that we all hang out. You know, food drives everything. Everybody wants to be around the food. We all hang out in the kitchen. Let's go back even to the caveman where, you know, you'd be in a cave. What did they do? They'd all cook over their open fire and they would all be there and eat and everybody would be, you know, around that in a circle. And we've been doing that ever since when, you know, 100 or so years ago, you got to a log cabin, you had a wood burning kind of stove thing in the middle of it. They put everything on top of it to cook and everybody hung out right around there. And now today we've got some crazy big beautiful kitchens and some you know really cool entertaining areas, hearth rooms right off of that where we can even have everybody kind of close together and you know huddling around that kitchen. That's what everybody does, and so that's definitely what will happen this week with Thanksgiving and how you get through it and everything. It's hard for me to forget our first year in the house that we're in now. I had finished off our basement. I put a, you know, big TV area, bar down there, everything, all the entertainment stuff is down there. And that first year we hosted our first New Year's Eve party and all the kids ran downstairs and all the parents never left my kitchen. And I was like, yeah, let me go down to the bar and bring stuff up then because, you know, but that's what we do as a society. So think about how that kitchen works, functions. You know, I talk to a lot of people every week about kitchen remodels, different types of kitchen remodels that we do. And, you know, so when we think about how do we put these together, how do we make them work? So here at Mosby, we have kitchen and bath designers. We have licensed architect on staff. We have drafts people. We have all the people to get the space figured out, start to finish, including the build and our employees and everything. So whenever we're looking at, you know, I get all these clients, they have all these ideas. We're thinking about opening up this way and that way. And, you know, and I'm like, then that's great. And I'm constantly explaining that we could explore some of those ideas. Sometimes we explore ideas that are on budget where it's like, well, you've got all these ideas that you want, but that's really, if we accomplish all that, probably going to cost more than the budget you were hoping for. So maybe sometimes we design towards a budget. And then other times it's like, let that educated kitchen designer do their thing. And they take this newly hollowed space on a computer and really figure out, you know, the working triangle, how a kitchen's supposed to function, how can you do it in this space? You know, talk to you about what do you do? How do you cook? Do you bake? Are you stovetop? Are you both? Do you microwave? You know, a lot because there's only two of you. There's different types of, you know, drawer microwaves and microwaves over the range and different, you know, things that would work for different people. So let them investigate, you know, how you would use a kitchen, and then they can take that space and really think about all those different things. You know, think about countertop height. You know, are you short? Is your family short? Are your family tall? Maybe you want it a little higher. We have some people that are just, they like a little higher countertop, maybe in the island or something for prepping because they're just a tall family. So think about yourself, not just the home, in how you make a kitchen accessible and organizing it. And, you know, that's kind of that whole ergonomic design thing is how do you put this kitchen together to work and function for a specific client? And that's really where we're driven and how we're, you know, trying to help the client out. So, you know, I would definitely offer to everybody, call our office, tell them you heard me on the radio, and maybe you can even get me out there and we can take a look at your kitchen. We can see, you know, focus this week during Thanksgiving on how did it work for you? How didn't it work for you? And then we can talk about maybe how we can improve that stuff and have some really good, you know, kitchen remodeling conversations with you on how to get it the best way possible for you in your home. And then we can talk about our processes and how we do it and everything. So, hey, check us out on our website, callmosby.com. Give us a call at the office, 314-909-1800. Otherwise, this week, have a happy holiday with your friends, your family, and be good to one another. Stay tuned for Frisilla All Around the Yard, and I will look forward to talking to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Yeah, I just let the cat out of the bag. Not this one?
Not this
one.
Something from Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But not this, because this is off of the album from 1991, Flesh and Blood.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably play something off the first album tonight.
All right, well, I love it. Love the tunes, Carl. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, so, yeah, and I did let the cat out of the bag there. I've seen them in concert so many times, and I hear they're actually coming back with a couple other. There's like three of them coming with, I forget who it all is now, though, but I have a feeling I'm gonna have a hard time missing that one. And maybe I read it wrong on Facebook or whatever, but I kind of saw a glimpse of it and thought, I think I need to be there if those three bands are coming. But anyway, so it's the holidays, right? Did you find it?
Motley Crue and Def Leppard?
Yes.
I thought Motley Crue was over.
I kind of thought so too, but there you go. So, yep, Def Leppard would be great. Yeah, and of course, if Motley Crue's together, hey, I'll take that one too. I'm sorry I grew up in the 80s, just to let everybody know. It's hard for me to resist. So, so speaking of, you know, pastime, you know, talking about homes and kitchens and, you know, it's basically the pastime that we all hang out. You know, food drives everything. Everybody wants to be around the food. We all hang out in the kitchen. Let's go back even to the caveman where, you know, you'd be in a cave. What did they do? They'd all cook over their open fire and they would all be there and eat and everybody would be, you know, around that in a circle. And we've been doing that ever since when, you know, 100 or so years ago, you got to a log cabin, you had a wood burning kind of stove thing in the middle of it. They put everything on top of it to cook and everybody hung out right around there. And now today we've got some crazy big beautiful kitchens and some you know really cool entertaining areas, hearth rooms right off of that where we can even have everybody kind of close together and you know huddling around that kitchen. That's what everybody does, and so that's definitely what will happen this week with Thanksgiving and how you get through it and everything. It's hard for me to forget our first year in the house that we're in now. I had finished off our basement. I put a, you know, big TV area, bar down there, everything, all the entertainment stuff is down there. And that first year we hosted our first New Year's Eve party and all the kids ran downstairs and all the parents never left my kitchen. And I was like, yeah, let me go down to the bar and bring stuff up then because, you know, but that's what we do as a society. So think about how that kitchen works, functions. You know, I talk to a lot of people every week about kitchen remodels, different types of kitchen remodels that we do. And, you know, so when we think about how do we put these together, how do we make them work? So here at Mosby, we have kitchen and bath designers. We have licensed architect on staff. We have drafts people. We have all the people to get the space figured out, start to finish, including the build and our employees and everything. So whenever we're looking at, you know, I get all these clients, they have all these ideas. We're thinking about opening up this way and that way. And, you know, and I'm like, then that's great. And I'm constantly explaining that we could explore some of those ideas. Sometimes we explore ideas that are on budget, where it's like, well, you've got all these ideas that you want, but that's really, if we accomplish all that, probably going to cost more than the budget you were hoping for. So maybe sometimes we design towards a budget. And then other times it's like, let that educated kitchen designer do their thing. And they take this newly hollowed space on a computer and really figure out, you know, the working triangle, how a kitchen's supposed to function. How can you do it in this space? You know, talk to you about how you know, what do you do? How do you cook? Do you bake? Are you stovetop? Are you both? Do you microwave? You know, a lot, because there's only two of you. There's different types of, you know, drawer microwaves and microwaves over the range and different, you know, things that would work for different people. So let them investigate, you know, how you would use a kitchen, and then they can take that space and really think about all those different things. You know, think about countertop height. You know, are you short? Is your family short? Are your family tall? Maybe you want it a little higher. We have some people that are just, they like a little higher countertop, maybe in the island or something for prepping, because they're just a tall family. So think about yourself, not just the home, in how you make a kitchen accessible and organizing it. And, you know, that's kind of that whole ergonomic design thing, is how do you put this kitchen together to work and function for a specific client? And that's really where we're driven, and how we're, you know, trying to help the client out. So, you know, I would definitely offer to everybody, call our office, tell them you heard me on the radio, and maybe you can even get me out there, and we can take a look at your kitchen. We can see, you know, focus this week during Thanksgiving on how did it work for you, how didn't it work for you, and then we can talk about maybe how we can improve that stuff and have some really good, you know, kitchen remodeling conversations with you on how to get it the best way possible for you in your home. And then we can talk about our processes and how we do it and everything. So, hey, check us out on our website, callmosby.com. Give us a call at the office, 314-909-1800. Otherwise, this week, have a happy holiday with your friends, your family, and be good to one another. Stay tuned for Frisilla All Around the Yard, and I will look forward to talking to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.